encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So today we're going to talk about a playlist for prayer. Now, I'm a radio guy, but I have a feeling, James, you're not talking about music here.
That's right, Robbie. What I want to do is suggest an approach to prayer that can help you do it more often and also to pray in strategic and practical ways. And it just takes a little preparation, like putting together a playlist. But once you start to learn this, you'll find out how powerful it is. So let me start with this question. Do you ever get a song stuck inside your head? Just describe what that's like.
Well, as the Christian car guy, you know, the one that, you know, has stuck in my head and just is so applicable here, I think, is whenever wheels are rolling, no matter what the load, the name that's known is Firestone. Where the rubber meets the road. I'll get that one out of
your
head.
That one really dates you.
So, you know, even when the music stops playing, right, you're going to be thinking about Firestone for a song. You can't get that out of your head. You're going to be thinking about that music for a while, right, James?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, that reminds me of something Mark Twain, Samuel Clemens, once said to his wife, Libby. He had this bad habit of swearing, and Libby was a very proper woman, and she was so upset with him about it, and no matter how hard she tried, she couldn't get him to quit. So one day, she tries something on him. She looks at him, and don't try this at home, swears a blue streak, you know? But Twain just smiled at her and paused for a moment, and then he said, Libby, you got the words, but you ain't got the music. What he meant was that just wasn't her nature.
Yeah, that's a different way to lead into this, but I think I see the point. I mean, what you're talking about is something that's going on actually in your head and in your mind at the moment. You know, it sort of gives you the music, so to speak, to, you know, help you pray. Is that right?
That's it exactly. What I'm talking about is actually praying God's word, but more specifically, praying prayers from God's word that will help kickstart your own. We can call them prayer starters if you want. And what I find really helpful to do is write down a number of these prayers and start to memorize them so that they become a part of you. And that way, the Holy Spirit will bring them to mind whenever you need them. They'll be like the music inside of you, ready to help you pray.
James, you've written several books about praying scripture prayers, including, you know, praying the prayers of the Bible for everyday needs. So again, what you're talking about is basically making a playlist that you can, you know, kind of keep in your head. But what do you say to the person who says, I've tried and I just can't memorize scripture?
Well, that's part of the beauty of it. Everyone knows the shortest verse in the Bible, right?
Yeah, I think it's Jesus wept.
Right. And what we're talking about is short verses, short prayers, like David's plea in Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God. What a great prayer to pray when you're struggling with temptation. I've prayed that so many times, and it's just like, you know, turning on the light, walking into a room, turning on the light, and the roaches just scatter, you know. You take a verse like that, and it's just eight words, but you focus on it for a week, and then just a short verse like that, you can do it.
Yeah, and I love the second part of that verse where it says, and renew in me a right spirit within me.
Right. That's another great prayer, and you could add that to the second week if you want. But there, you see, you've already done it. You know, you know it.
Easy enough. So what are some other prayers for the playlist?
Well, I'd start by asking God to show you. And, you know, you may have some favorite verses that come to mind, but especially look for the prayers. And you'll be surprised at what you may find. But if you'd like some help with this, here's a shameless plug. You could use parts of prayers from Praying the Prayers of the Bible for Everyday Needs. Or to make it even easier, in my book, Praying the Prayers of the Bible, the other book, that is, there are also prayer starters in every section of it. So there are prayers of praise and thanks and confession for guidance and direction and protection and for more faith. And all of that will keep you going for a long time.
So the goal of this is really just more prayer, deeper prayer. And I could see how this would really work.
Right, because the Spirit of God moves powerfully through His Word and will lift you and empower you. You know, it's really such a, just not just a shot in the arm, it's a shot in the soul as you pray God's Word.
So what are some of the other prayer starters from Scripture? I mean, let's talk about a few.
Okay, well, here's one from Psalm 63:7. Because you are my helper, I sing for joy in the shadow of your wings. Or here's another from Psalm 18:28. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you.
Wow, I mean, that's one you can just pray and then act on it, right? Pray it and then praise and exalt Him after that. I see what you mean by a prayer starter.
That's it. And I get excited when I think about it because it makes prayer such a pleasure. You could write down a few of these and just pray them. And if you're a journaler, add a couple to your journal every week or just one to your journal every week, and you'll find this is absolutely transformational for the way that you pray.
Yeah, so let's have some more.
Okay, well, here's one from Psalm 42. As the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. And what a wonderful prayer of praise, but that's also a great prayer to pray even when you don't long for God, because you can pray it and say, Lord, I want to help me to long for you like your word says. Or here's another from Revelation 5:13. Blessing and honor and glory and power belong to the one sitting on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. And as I pray that, it reminds me of the, you know, of the power and glory of our Lord and what He's able to do.
Yeah, that wasn't quite as short, but it's easy enough. And boy, I mean, really, that can help you pray.
Well, here's a shorter one from Matthew 15:22. Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. Or from Mark 9:24, another one of my favorites, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. Both of those are requests people made to Jesus, and so they're therefore prayers. Or here's another prayer from Joshua 5:14, what do you want your servant to do? You could pray that when you're just trying to, you know, live for God every day. Or here's another prayer, a prayer of thanks that Jesus prayed in John 11, Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me. What a great reminder. And you can pray that and then go back and thank God for the number of times He's answered your prayers.
James, there really is a lot here, enough to keep us really going for the rest of our lives.
That's right. That's the beauty of it. And if we search the Scriptures intentionally and just write these prayers down and make them our own, then we'll find that God will use them to help us draw close to Him and to pray with fresh power. And that's another prayer out of Psalm 68:28. Summon your might, O God. What a great prayer to pray in a time of need.
I love that, James. So we'll wrap up today. I'm going to do this. I'll start with another prayer from Scripture, Psalm 138:1. And ask God to bless us in this. So, God, I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. Thank you, Father, for your word. Lord, I really do thank you for this message and pray that we would take it to heart as we would all your words, that they would sing to you, Lord, and that we would grow in our relationship with you and each other as a fruit of it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.